The Inspector General's office says it's been dealing with increased workload, but not enough of its own employees. Acting IG Charles Edwards.
Border Patrol has increased well over 38% in the last several years, and OIG has remained relatively flat. Yep. OIG is fully supportive of the president's budget. However, we have been asking for resources over the last several years. As of July 15th, we have 1,591 open cases.
Edwards testified Wednesday for the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Government Organization, Efficiency, and Financial Management. He says the Border Patrol's growth, combined with other factors, has pushed up complaints involving CBP workers by 95%. Of the 1,500-plus open cases at OIG, more than 600 name employees.
The other thing is also, you know, the way we categorize our cases, we have opened and closed. When you look at the number of cases that's open, a lot of these cases, you know, well over 70% of these cases are open less than 2 years. But what we are finding is a number of these cases, we have done the investigative work, and we are waiting for the U.S. attorneys for some judicial action. And so now we have categorized our system to better capture that. So these are some of the internal things we are doing, and also working with our partners, with the commissioner and John Morton, we are able to force multiply and work the cases. So we are there's no backlog. We have this under control.
Likewise, CBP says the partnership with the DHS Inspector General's office has helped with its own efforts to crack down on corrupt agents. David Aguilar is the acting CBP commissioner.
Today, CBP internal affairs agents are working side by side with DHS OIG agents on approximately 90 CBP employee-related investigations of alleged corruption and misconduct. Collaboration with our DHS partners has greatly enhanced our effectiveness and has given CBP leadership unprecedented insight into the threat that potentially corrupt employees may pose to the homeland, giving us the opportunity to make adjustments, to look at our processes, and instill new workforce policies in order to avoid any kind of corruption.
Aguilar calls the partnership with the IG's office and ICE unprecedented.
The level of transparency, both on the quantity, the type of issues that we're facing, the cases that we're facing, and the qualitative efforts ongoing between us is we've never seen before. As to the duplication effort, because of the relationship that we have, it provides for deconfliction at the lowest level and at the earliest time in any one of these cases. So it gives us in CBP an insight that we've never had before, gives us the ability to act as quickly as possible in support of removing any possibility of integrity lapses, ethical lapses, and things of that nature.
The partnership includes investigators from ICE Internal Affairs. That office specializes in rooting out corrupt employees. Daniel Ragsdale is the acting deputy director of ICE.
What the MOUs do is balance very nicely some competing interests. If either the IG or ICE OPR has a criminal case open on an employee, we certainly want to balance the integrity of that investigation to make sure that it is secure in itself. Having said that, there has to be transparency to CBP and ICE managers to make sure that the extent that employee's ability to damage border or security is limited. So we see a very nice balance in these MOUs that balance those competing interests. And certainly from the ICE perspective, as we know that employee corruption does not exist in a vacuum, and as we look at transnational border crime, ICE Homeland Security investigations often has parallel investigations that may in fact be an umbrella of a criminal strategy that of which the employee misconduct is only one piece.
Ragsdale says partnerships with the DHS IG and CBP have spurred an integrated strategy to keep employee misconduct from jeopardizing border security. Aguilar hopes to make the agreements a permanent way of doing business.
This is something that we look forward to because, again, it gives us a greater capability and capacity to take a look internally as to what we have within Customs and Border Protection. One of the critical things that you and I have spoken about in the past, Ruben, is that this is our interest in integrity, corruption, and ethics is due to the high success that we have had on the border. The fact that we have hardened the border to the degree that it is, the fact that it is as safe as it's been in decades, does not provide for the criminal organizations to be able to get around us, under us or above us. So what in fact they do is they try and come at our officers to corrupt them. We recognize that as a vulnerability. We now account for that and act on that very aggressively.
Moving forward, the DHS IG's office is working to expand agreements to share resources with other agencies. Edwards says that includes the FBI.
I've been working for the last several months, meeting with the officials from FBI, and I'm hopeful. We have agreement in the majority of areas, and as long as IG independence and transparency is attained, you know, I'm really, really hopeful that we'll have a signed MOU that we all can work together jointly and get this, because, you know, it is a problem that we all need to address, and everybody's heart in the right place, and we just need to move forward.
Edwards says he hopes to sign the agreement by the end of his tenure. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.